listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 260, covering week 17, April 23rd to 29th, 2002. A new implementation of OpenCL developed for the MESA project and written in Rust has successfully passed the Kronos Conformance Test Suite tests to assess compatibility with the OpenCL 3.0 specification. The project is being developed by Carol Herbst of Red Hat. Rust ICL acts as a counterpart to MESA's OpenCL Clover frontend and is developed using MESA's Gallium interface. The Rust ICL project differs from Clover in supporting OpenCL extensions for image processing, but does not yet support the FP16 format. Intel has open-sourced firmware for the Programmable Services Engine block, which has begun shipping in Elkhart Lake processors such as the Atom X6000E, optimized for use in IoT devices. The code is open under the Apache 2.0 license. PSE is an additional ARM Cortex-M7 processor core operating in low-power mode. PSE can be used to perform the functionality of an embedded controller, process data from sensors, organize remote control, carry out network operations, and separately perform specialized tasks. The LibMDBX 0.11.7 library, a high-performance compact embedded key-value database, has been released. The code is distributed under the OpenLDAP public license. The project has migrated to the GitFlix service after the GitHub administration removed LibMDBX along with a host of other projects without any warning or explanation, while simultaneously blocking access to many developers associated with companies that fell under U.S. sanctions. LibMDBX is a deep reworking of the LMDB DBMS and surpasses its progenitor in terms of reliability, feature set, and performance. The project is funded by Positive Technologies since 2017. Overgrowth, one of the most successful projects of Wolffire Games, has been open sourced. The code is written in C++ and is open under the Apache 2.0 license. Open source covers the game engine, project files, scripts, shaders, and support libraries. Game resources remain proprietary, and their distribution in third-party projects requires separate permission from Wolffire Games. The War Smash project is developing an alternative open-source game engine for Warcraft 3 that can recreate the gameplay if the original game is installed on the system. The project is at the alpha stage but already supports both single-player and online multiplayer battles. The code is written in Java using the libgdx game development framework and distributed under the MIT license. The developers of the GNU.NET framework introduced the first release of libGNU.NET-Chat 0.1.0 library. The library makes it easy to use GNU.NET technologies and the GNU.NET Messenger service to create secure chat applications. libGNU.NET-Chat provides a separate layer of abstraction over GNU.NET Messenger that includes generic functionality used in messengers. The developer is left to focus on creating a graphical interface and not worry about the components related to the chat and interaction between users. Drew DeVault introduced the Hare programming language. Hare is a systems programming language similar to C but simpler than C. Simplification and complete trust in the actions of the programmer with auxiliary tools for identifying typical errors and problems is intended. The source code for the compiler and toolkit are distributed under the GPL v3 license and the standard library code under the Mozilla public license. Support for Linux and FreeBSD operating systems on x86-64, ARCH64, and RISC-V64 platforms was announced, as well as standalone use to run on top of hardware without an operating system. Valve has introduced an update to the SteamOS 3 operating system that comes with the Steam Deck console. It is based on Arch Linux, uses the GameScope composite server based on the Wayland protocol, comes with a read-only root file system, uses an atomic update mechanism, supports Flatpak packages, uses the Pipewire media server, and provides Steam Shell and Plasma desktop interface modes. Spotify has introduced the FOSS Fund initiative, under which it intends to donate 100,000 euros to developers supporting open source projects during the year. Applicants for support will be nominated by Spotify engineers, after which a specially convened committee will select the recipients of awards. The first awards will be announced in May. Funding will be available to independent and actively maintained projects used by Spotify, but not affiliated with any company or developed by Spotify employees. XPDF 4.04 was released, a program for viewing documents in PDF format and a set of utilities for converting PDF to other formats. The code is supplied under the GPL v2 and GPL v3 licenses. System 76 has released Pop! OS 22.04. Pop! OS is based on Ubuntu 22.04 and comes with the Cosmic desktop environment. The project is distributed under the GPLv3 license. After Canonical's decision to move Ubuntu to GNOME Shell, the developers of System 76 started creating a new GNOME-based design theme, but then realized that they were ready to offer users a different desktop environment. ISO images are generated for x86-64 and ARM64 architectures for NVIDIA and Intel/AMD graphics chips. The change proposed for implementation in Fedora 37 was rejected, which would have made UEFI mandatory for installing Fedora on x86-64. The end of BIOS support has been postponed and will probably reappear in preparation for Fedora 38. The committee also recommended that a fallback be considered, which proposes the establishment of a separate development group, which will develop a plan for maintaining BIOS support and involve interested parties in its implementation who could take on the work of maintaining BIOS support and test the compatibility of Fedora builds with BIOS-equipped systems so as not to take resources from the core development team. Arch install, included in the Arch Linux installation ISO images, has been offered for use instead of the distribution's default manual installation mode for some time. A separate installation GUI implementation is being developed, but it is not included in the Arch Linux installation images and has not been updated for over 2 years. The installer also supports installation profiles, for example, the desktop profile or the web server and database profiles. The Plasma Mobile 22.04 release has been published. Based on the mobile edition of the Plasma 5 desktop, the KDE Framework's 5 libraries, the Modem Manager phone stack, and the Telepathy communication framework. The KWin Wayland composite server is used to display graphics in Plasma Mobile, and Pulse Audio is used for sound processing. Simultaneously, the release of the Plasma Mobile Gear 22.04 set of mobile applications, which is formed by analogy with the KDE Gear set, has been prepared, which allows you to create universal interfaces suitable for smartphones, tablets, and PCs. Redis 7.0 DBMS, which belongs to the class of NoSQL systems, has been published. Redis provides functions for storing data in key-value format, extended with support for structured data formats such as lists, hashes, and sets, as well as the ability to execute server-side Lua script handlers. The project code is supplied under a BSD license. Add-on modules that offer advanced features for corporate users have been shipped under a proprietary RSAL license since 2019. The GoodForm project, involved in the development of open versions of these modules under the AGPLv3 license, has been stagnating lately. Mozilla has unveiled an update to the Common Voice voice datasets, which include pronunciation examples for about 200,000 people. Data released as public domain, CC0, the proposed sets can be used in machine learning systems to build speech recognition and synthesis models. More than 81,000 people took part in the preparation of materials in English, dictating 2,953 hours of speech. Sculpt 22.04 was introduced based on the technologies of the Gnode OS framework. Sculpt is a general-purpose operating system being developed that can be used by ordinary users to perform everyday tasks. The source code of the project is distributed under the AGPLv3 license. Supported systems are Intel processors and graphics subsystems with VT-D and VT-X extensions enabled. The Open Source Initiative revealed that GNOME Project was accused of infringing patent 9,936,086. The complainant, Rothschild Patent Imaging, eventually made a concession and granted the project a free license to existing patents and promised not to sue any open source projects. However, this did not stop other enthusiasts who continued their attempts to challenge the patent. McCoy Smith, a 30-year patent reviewer formerly of the United States Patent and Trademark Office, came to the conclusion that the patent was incorrect and the patent office should not have filed it. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office reviewed the patent and invalidated the patent. After the collision with GNOME, the said patent was used to attack more than 20 other companies. Redox 0.7 operating system, developed using the Rust language and the microkernel concept, has been published. The source code of the project is distributed under the free MIT license. For testing Redox OS, installation and live images are offered for the x86-64 architecture and are available for systems with UEFI and BIOS. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information on itsmoss.com. I'll see you next week.